The weekly tweet.
Tweet.
Hi, welcome back to our podcast. This is our last one talking about To Kill a Mockingbird. I'm Lucy.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Avery.
And I'm Megan.
So last week we ended off with the verdict of the trial, and they said that Tom was guilty, and it affected everybody because, like, it wasn't, like, a right decision. It affected Atticus because, like, he was right and Tom still got put in jail. It affected, like, Jem and Scout because, like, they haven't been, like, affected by, like, society's ways yet, and so they think it's, like, really wrong, and they were really upset, and it affects, like, the town and stuff because, I mean, it's something they do, like, all the time, but it still affects them because, like, they're not changing their ways.
So Jem and Scout, Jem is, like, realizing, like, how racist everyone is, and because he was really hopeful that they were going to win, and he was very confident about it.
So Atticus, he was, like, definitely really disappointed, but he was sort of expecting it because he, like, knows, like, the way of the town, and he sort of was expecting Tom to be guilty just because, like, they'd be really racist.
Yeah, and then the trial also affected Ewells because even though Tom was proven guilty, everybody really knew that something else was going on, so the Ewells were treated in a different way, and this made Mr. Ewell really mad. And one day Atticus was going home, and Bob confronted him and, like, threatened him and said he would get him back if it was the last thing he did.
So everyone is, like, so Jem and Scout are kind of, like, nervous, and Aunt Alexandra, she's nervous too because of the threat Bob made, but Atticus isn't nervous because he's, like, he's just making that so everyone stops, like, talking about them and stuff like that.
So Tom was taken to jail, and, like, I think it was a week later, they, people were, like, telling the story that he was, like, trying to climb the fence and get over it because he was, like, trying to escape from jail, and then he got shot 17 times and died.
And Atticus said that he kept telling Tom just to, like, be patient, but he was like, I guess Tom isn't patient enough for a white man's word or something like that.
So I don't think that Tom actually tried to escape. I think they just shot him because he was, like, African-American.
Or maybe, like, Bob, like, sent his guys to shoot him, and then they just, like, covered it up and said the police did it.
Yeah, because people were saying he did it because he didn't really think he had anything left to live for. But we really know this wouldn't be something he would do because he had, like, his wife and all his kids back at home.
And, like, he knew Atticus is, like, still trying to help him, like, get him out of jail.
So Atticus and Calpurnia went down to go tell Tom's wife, Helen, that he got, like, shot. And after they told her, she was talking about how she had, like, gone to the store and to go to the, or to go to, like, work and to the store or anywhere. She had to go by the Ewell's house, but because of it, she took, like, a whole mile detour because she went by the Ewell's house and they were, like, calling out, like, names of her and, like, yelling at her. And one time she was trying to go to the store, and, like, Bob was following her.
So her boss, like, told Bob to, like, stay away, or, like, he would, like, hurt him. So her boss was, like, protecting him. And her boss was, like, the only one at the trial who said that Tom was innocent.
So, like, her boss seems like a good person.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, not, like, just, like, following the crowd and, like, being, like,
racist.
Yeah.
So on Halloween, Scout was in a pageant and she played a ham, which is very interesting. But when they were walking there, they got scared by a man named Cecil Jacobs. And we think it's just because it was Halloween, so everyone was, like, going around scaring people.
And then after the pageant, when they were walking back, it sounded like someone was, like, following them. But they thought it was
Cecil.
And, but it wasn't.
Yeah, so it turns out it was Mr. Ewell. And he was trying to, what we think, attack and, like, possibly kill Jem and Scout because he was just so mad about the trial and what Atticus did, and that's how he was trying to get them back.
So then once they realized that he's, like, following them, they started to walk. And when they would walk, he would walk. And when they would stop, he would stop. So finally,
Scout and Jem start to run, but he attacks them and, like, starts attacking Jem. And it's, like, really kind of confusing what's going on, but, like, we know that Jem got, like, knocked out and Scout was, like, trying to get away and her ham costume got, like, mashed. And, like, she tried to, like, run into whoever was attacking
him.
And
Jem also broke his arm.
Yeah, and then someone came to save them, which she didn't know who it was at the time. But someone, like, saved her and Jem and, like, brought them back. And when they got back to their house, the, like, police and the doctor came over. And Jem was, like, still unconscious. But they realized that it was Mr. Yule who did it, and that he fell on his own knife and he died, and that the person who saved them was Boo Radley.
I was shocked that Bob would go after the kids, because I was expecting his threat to, like, more go after Atticus. I was expecting him to kill Atticus.
Yeah. So another interesting thing about this is, so Boo was the one who saved them. And once they go back to the Finch's house, Scout is introduced to him. And she's, like, really shocked because, like, you know, Boo is, like, described as this, like, really creepy person who, like, nobody ever sees.
The parents, they aren't that surprised. They act like it's totally normal while Scout is, like, freaking out. So, like, maybe Boo isn't as bad as, like, everyone makes him sound.
Yeah, like, at the beginning of the story, everybody thought, like, Boo was the bad guy, but really he's the good guy, and, like, Bob's the bad guy.
Okay, so once Scout and Boo were introduced, and they make sure, like, everybody's okay after the incident, Scout walks Boo back to his house, and then while she's doing this, she kind of realizes that Boo has been, like, kind of watching over her and Jem and Dill, like, this whole time, and she thinks that he was the one putting the things in the novel.
So towards the end, one of the biggest main ideas was race, because that, like, played a lot into, like, Tom Robinson's trial and, like, the way the town thinks and, like, how they treat people.
Mm-hmm. Like, one example of this is, like, if Tom wasn't really, like, trying to escape if he was shot, it just shows, like, the things the town does because of their racism.
And, like, if Tom was, like, white, I feel like the trial would have had a different outcome because everyone knew he wasn't guilty, but, like, they weren't gonna, like, say that he was innocent.
Yeah, and which, I mean, they did make him, like, think, because they say that with most trials of the black man, the trial decides within, like, a few minutes that they're guilty, but they took him a few hours, which means that they're, like, hopefully, I mean, it didn't make a huge impact, but it made some impact, hopefully, that they'll, like, grow to not be, like, racist and try to be, like, more equal.
So I personally really like this book because I think it really showed, like, what the world used to be like and how we've changed and how we're, like, so much better now.
Like, today we're not perfect, but we're a lot better than, like, when this book was.
And this book, like, made me realize that, like, I might not realize what I do that much, but it is a reminder to me that I need to, like, treat everyone equally and stuff.
Yeah, that's probably, like, the biggest takeaway from this book.
And this is the end of our last podcast.
Thanks for joining us along this journey.